Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Boy, do we have a packed one for you today. We're going to open up by talking to our old friend Daryl Rauter, the maestro from YCPAC. They have a very special presentation coming up on the music of the movies. Also, we'll talk today to Quincy Castleberry. She is a case manager with the court-appointed special advocate office. And we'll also have our friend Fred Vale here from Charlotte Hall to talk about the upcoming Prescott Indian Art Market this weekend. And speaking of the movies with Daryl Rauter, I want to let you know the final screenings tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley will be for Avengers Endgame with bonus scenes. That's at 4:15 and 8:10. Child's Play will air one more time today on the screen at 10:55 this evening, just in time for Nightmares. And Anna, the completely needless remake of a remake by the same director as the original, will screen at 5:10 and 10:15. As of tomorrow, they are kaput. Keep in mind, this is a really slow movie week, the lull, so to speak, between the summer blockbusters, as Disney's live-action The Lion King opens next Thursday, and the week after that, the hotly anticipated Quentin Tarantino film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Margot Robbie. That one I have been waiting on with pins and needles. We're going to talk to Daryl Rauter about the music of the movies coming up in just a moment. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Pros do it right by grabbing everything you need in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, so you can load up on what you need no matter how big the job. Plus, for your next paint job, stop in and get 5-gallon pails of Valspar ceiling paint for just $99. Whatever you need to do the job right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
Hashtag summer fun. Hashtag sweet ride. Hashtag my Subaru Outback.
That's a lot of hashtags.
Yep. It's how I let all my friends know that I'm having fun this summer in our sweet new Findlay Subaru Outback.
Oh, ours. Well, registration's in my name, sweetheart, and I make the payments.
Come on, Dad, be a team player. Ooh, stoplight. Selfie time.
Findlay Subaru Prescott invites you to test drive the sport utility made for summer fun. The 2019 Subaru Outback. The model year clearance is underway with 0% financing and leases for $239 a month for 36 months. Findlay Subaru Prescott will also donate a portion of each sale to the Launchpad Teen Center in Prescott. Buy a Subaru or get stuck in something else. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 dot fees. Standard 2.5i model code KDB-01. $2,239 due at signing, zero security deposit.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:06, and if you listen regularly to KQ&A, you know that I'm also the station's movie critic. So I'm especially pleased to interview our friend Daryl Rauter today from Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, because you have a very special production coming up right down my alley, and the title says it all. Right, Daryl?
Yep. The Magical Tour of the Movies.
Oh.
And this is with the Prescott Pops Symphony and the Prescott Pops Symphony Chorus.
You know, it's funny because it takes a little while, I think, for moviegoers to really appreciate what a great score can do for a movie, because the actors, the dialogue, the lighting, the cinematography can only do so much, and then you have that final element which can really get you, can't it?
Exactly. I was thinking of that coming over here. I was thinking it's the fourth... It's the fourth point that puts everything together. You've got to have a good script,
sure,
good acting, good cinematography, and good music.
It's almost like one of the senses, isn't it, for a movie?
Well, and they knew that even in the silent era. Because
really?
Yes, because that's why they had, in small theaters, they had an organist or a pianist.
Yeah.
Right? And for the big theaters, the big venues for opening night, they had a full orchestra. So they already had composers composing music for silent films, and they would put this music that was timed. They actually would compose it while the film was being made, the silent film was being made, and the actors would act and do their motions and stuff to the time of the music. And that's why they kind of sometimes look a little ballet-like.
A little stilted, a little perhaps?
Stilted, or the movements are just these
okay.
big grandiose gestures and
sure.
stuff. It has to go with music that yeah. was being played while they were filming.
You know, Melanie Snyder, I can't remember her married name, but Melanie Snyder at the PCA used to work on soap operas in L.A. And she said she really admires soap opera actors, because not only do they need to learn a new script every day, but an awful lot of those soap operas, because of the time involved, they have to do the scenes while that music is playing and the actors can hear it.
Yeah.
And that to me would be tough to keep a straight face sometimes.
Yes.
'Cause there's some pretty cheesy scenes.
Well,
so who are some of the composers we're going to highlight?
Well, here's what I've programmed.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a year. I've been programming this and hoping that I would be able to get the support, the financial support, because renting movie music, these arrangements, is on the expensive side.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes either from the studio itself or from the parent company that also has the publishing company. So we start with Miklos Rozsa, with his Ben-Hur Choral Suite.
Oh, boy.
And so that includes the overture and the Star of Bethlehem and all that choral stuff that people don't even remember when they've seen the movie. Somehow they say, was there a chorus singing?
Oh
yes, it's there. But the power of the film itself, and I guess Charlton Heston,
of course,
you know, it takes your mind off of anything that might be choral happening there. So we've got the rowing of the galley slaves and the Alleluia and the parade of the charioteers. It's almost a 20-minute Ben-Hur choral suite. And then we'll break out a couple of solos, just kind of relax everything. We'll do If Ever I Would Leave You from Camelot. And I have a soloist, Jerry Lee, who I saw in a production of Man of La Mancha up in Northern California in Sonora with the Sierra Repertory Theater Company. He's a fabulous baritone. And he'll be here visiting from out of town to sing that. And then we'll go to Evergreen, which is from A Star is Born, 1976.
Barbara Streisand.
Yes,
with that,
and
yeah.
My daughter, Christina Rauter, will sing... do her Barbara Streisand impersonation of that. And then to Kill a Mockingbird, you know, the suite by Elmer Bernstein,
mm-hmm.
which is unbelievably beautiful and just wonderful. Impossible Dream, sung by, again, by Jerry Lee. And then from Disney, from the Disney Corporation. We were able to get our hands on a medley, two medleys. The first one that we'll do is the Little Mermaid medley.
Aww.
It's about 18 minutes long, and it's specially written for chorus, and, well, originally written for Cincinnati Pops. And so it's fantastic, and it really features the chorus. And it's from the Disney Company, so it's rather difficult, actually.
I would imagine, yeah.
And then we'll go to intermission, and then we'll do, after the intermission, tribute to the film composer. And this is where we really hit him with the composers. So we're going to have the Warner Brothers fanfare, the Citizen Kane. It's all in a long medley. Star Wars, Seahawk, Spellbound, Titanic, Psycho, Jaws, Pink Panther, Exodus, and Out of Africa, Bridge on the River Kwai, Patton, and Magnificent Seven, The Natural, Godfather, E.T., and, of course, finishing with the Gone with the Wind theme.
Oh, my goodness. Theme. Boy, talk about some classics.
And while that's playing, we're having a video on the screens above the heads of the chorus for the audience to watch. And I'll be following a click track while I'm conducting to make sure that the music stays with the scenes.
Sure.
We already have
Wow.
And we'll be doing that with the Ben-Hur as well.
Yeah,
we'll have Ben-Hur
sure.
scenes. So we'll have the rowing and all that stuff. Charlton Heston will be up there in all his glory.
Of course. Yeah. I would imagine if you had your druthers, this might be an 8-hour production, but you got to pare it down to a reasonable time,
yes,
right?
Yes, I had a really hard time over the last 12 months picking my favorite ones. I had so many great favorites and so many that weren't available. And then there were those that were available that I just had to say, well, you know, I gotta go with this. So yes, I am a movie buff and especially a classic movie buff. And
sure.
I would certainly have done more Eric Wolfgang Korngold in a heartbeat, you know, and Franz Waxman. You know,
Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, I don't have him represented at all because his music was just non-existent.
Yeah,
or it was way out of price.
Yeah.
So then in the second half after that tribute, then we're gonna do Colors of the Wind. You know, from Pocahontas and an Andrew Lloyd Webber medley, not to leave him out. So
sure.
Phantom of the Opera, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and Jesus Christ Superstar all mixed in there, Cats and such. Then I'll finish that program with Lion King.
How Lion apt, King because medley. That opens next Thursday.
Yeah,
the movie opens here.
I know. I had no idea a year ago.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I was
of course.
Just saying, we've got to have the Lion King.
And you know what? It's funny, Daryl, you mentioned the Disney scores because Disney has been on a kick the last couple of years of reanimating, so to speak,
yes.
their animated classics as live-action movies.
So to speak.
So to speak, yeah.
Live when they're still
well,
animated.
Well, yeah, true. But, yeah. They did Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast. They did Aladdin just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
They have the Lion King live action film coming out next Thursday. They've also got the Little Mermaid.
Don't forget Dumbo. They did
Of course. Yeah. Dumbo,
right.
Tim Burton. Yeah.
Right.
They've got Little Mermaid in production right now.
Yeah.
And they're going to do Mulan.
Mulan
next
is
year.
Set to come out this fall.
This fall?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But what I've heard, Mulan will not have any of the songs in it, it'll have dramatic music.
Yeah.
The dramatic music in the cartoon was Jerry Goldsmith.
Oh, one of my great conductors.
Jerry Goldsmith, the Chinatown music. Oh,
yeah. Well, of course, Patton. I did get a little bit of him in with Patton,
mm-hmm.
but lots of other wonderful movies that he wrote. But I couldn't get anything choral from him.
And
it is a choral concert, so I'm really stressing that.
So tell me in a couple of minutes what it takes, because it can't be easy, to get some of these from the owners.
Well, first of all, I had a long list, maybe three times longer than what I just said, of the songs that I wanted to perform. And then we sat down, myself and our associate conductor, Ryan Gastongue, who is an associate conductor and director of the group. He's very good and has a lot of time on his hands to spend with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on, you know, online and we searched and we went to various different groups. We'd find these places where they had done it, or we found an organization who had done it and then contacted them, or we went through their distributor to see where we got them. And that's how we got the Disney the Disney medleys. Mm-hmm. Although I have to say that, you know, the Disney medleys didn't arrive until like a day before our first rehearsal. We didn't even think we were going to get them because of that. So on our advertising, it doesn't mention anything about the Disney music.
Yeah.
Because we were thinking, oh, you know what? Mm. It's not going to come. We asked for it twice, and twice they sent us orchestral versions and no chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they sent it to us, like, you know, like I said, the day before. And so we got them to the chorus, and it's hard. It's hard stuff.
I have to ask you, because you've done a lot of stage presentations, as experienced theater people know, when you do a stage play, it's expected to be word for word, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about a musical composition? Note for note?
Yes, at least in my mind. Mm-hmm. I have that perfectionist part of me that always says I want to do it exactly the way it was written.
Mm-hmm.
In any level of music I'm doing it, you know, people have always said, can we change the word here? Or why don't we change this? Or can't we change this note? And I said, well, look, this is how it is in my full score, and this is what we go by. And I just have to respect the intelligence of the composer. And or the lyricist,
sure,
say they knew what they were doing, so yep, you got to do it the way it's written. Okay, you
can't just certainly has
paraphrase the words or paraphrase the notes.
I'm reminded of, and I've told this story on the air before, a few years ago, the actor William H. Macy produced he produced a small comedy stage show, and during the dress rehearsal, one of the actors he had hired, mm-hmm, starts going off on his own on the script, you know, paraphrasing everything,
right,
and ad-libbing,
right,
and Macy pulls him off the stage and says, do you find my script not funny? Because I wrote this, and I hired you to do the script. Let's do the script.
Exactly. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So you have to honor that.
Yeah.
And in my own experience, when I'm doing those roles where I have a lot of memorization, and if I goof up, it is by accident, and I never take it lightly, and I constantly revisit the script, and I constantly check and try to get it right, exactly, mm-hmm, right. And if there's three dots in there, that's a pause.
That's right.
And you don't just run through the pause either. You know?
Indeed.
It's there for a reason. So it's the same with the notes musically. And of course, there can be typos and called all kinds of mistakes and stuff. So you do have to be familiar enough with the style of the music to know what's going on.
Sure.
So, but it's exciting for me to be conducting, especially Ben-Hur, because, you know, I was 8 years old when I saw that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And very
soon after
that. You're
not going to stage a chariot race, are you?
No. But very soon after that, I imagined myself, you know, waving my arms conducting that,
sure,
that music.
So tell us again the wonderful title and when and where.
All right. The Magical Tour of the Movies, Sunday, July 28th. At 3 p.m. at Yavapai College. The tickets are $25, and students who are or kids that are 18 years and younger are still $5. It's, mm-hmm, still a benefit of the what it's what the mission of the Prescott Pops was when,
yeah,
it started some 27 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was to make music available to youth, and the benefits and the profits that they make throughout the year, they take that and they disperse it to the music programs in the Quad City area.
Very good. And get on the phone right now and get those tickets at 776-2000 or go online to ycpac.com.
Correct? Magical Tour of the Movies, Prescott Pops. There's 150 seats left.
That's all. Ooh, wow.
All.
Holy smokes. You better get on the phone or the computer right now then.
Yes.
That's going to go real fast. Daryl Rotter, what a great program.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us today on Q&A. And stay tuned because we got Quincy Castleberry coming in to talk about the court-appointed special advocate and how that involves you. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at kqna.com.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Findlay Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of July, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
No conditions.
Everyone qualifies.
Stop in and register to win an amazing $4,000 dream vacation.
No purchase necessary.
A four-night Ireland getaway for two, including resort and airfare.
Or a five-night Disney Caribbean cruise for four, including airfare to the port.
Or a six-night Atlantis Bahamas getaway for two, including including airfare.
Browse our full inventory at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys, we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
And get you registered to win an amazing dream vacation.
Is this incredible or what?
Drawing to be held July 31st.
Thank you for making Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier's back-to-back top dealership 2 years in a row.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dock fees.
Hey, neighbor, new in town? Come over to Olivas Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Olivas, inviting you to make Olivas your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Olivas, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Olivas.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Spread your wings and celebrate your freedom to choose, to roam, to relax. Seize the day in an RV you found at Affinity RV's Red Tag Row. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. We've moved new and pre-owned RVs to Red Tag Row and slashed prices below dealer cost, including a large selection of Winnebago, Grand Design, Lance, Keystone, Open Range, and Jayco, known for their reliability and exceptional resale value. For as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and explore all the scenic wonders America has to offer. Stop today for the best selection. Enjoy complimentary food and beverages every Friday and Saturday at Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 22 years. Proud to have been chosen one of the top five elite Blue Ribbon RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, or online anytime at AffinityRV.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 223. Quincy Castleberry is here. She is your case manager, correct, Quincy?
I'm actually the program manager.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You moved up, too. Congratulations.
Yes.
For those not familiar with CASA, who might think it's the senior center in Prescott Valley where I used to volunteer, tell us what CASA is.
So CASA is the Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program, and we cover all of Yavapai County.
Mm-hmm. Now, you deal with placing children with families, is that correct?
We actually recruit and train volunteers to advocate for children that are in the foster care system. So we do work with those foster families, but mm-hmm. we are not responsible for placing the children in those homes.
So tell me about the process from start to finish, briefly, as possible. What happens when you come across a certain child in the system? Tell me what goes on there.
Well, our department's involved at the very beginning. As soon as the family gets involved with the court system, mm-hmm. our department's involved.
Now, is this the child's family you're talking about?
Okay. Yes, the child's family. So children have been removed. You know, it starts off, DJ, with a phone call to the hotline. The Department of Child Safety makes their recommendations if the children are safe to remain in home or if they need to be removed. If they're removed, then our department gets involved. And mm-hmm. so we're made aware of these situations within a few days of those things happening. And we have a roster of volunteers. We have about 65 volunteers in Yavapai County that are ready to step in and advocate for those children. Now, we have over 400 children in the foster care system and only 65 volunteers.
Oh, my.
And so we have a huge need for more people who are willing to learn about our system, mm-hmm. learn about what being an advocate means, and being appointed to those children that don't have an advocate to be able to work with them, mentor them, and come alongside them during this very difficult time.
What are some of the reasons they're removed from the home?
Abuse and neglect. are the two main reasons children mm-hmm. are removed. And that looks very different for every family.
Sure.
So sometimes it is a physical abuse. Sometimes it's neglect due to substance abuse in the family. Parents are unable or unwilling to take care of their children because they're struggling with their own substance abuse issues.
Even with situations that are as troubling as that, how often will the parents simply resist as much as they can having the child taken away?
Often. That happens very often. They are feeling like they're doing a good job with their children. They don't need their children removed to get better or to resolve the situation so mm-hmm. that whatever has come to the attention of Department of Child Safety, it can be resolved without removing the children. And I have to say, DCS does not frivolously remove children.
Sure.
And our number one goal is always to provide the parents with the services. I should say we, the courts, try to give the parents the services they need so that they can reunify with their children. That's always the number one goal.
You know, when I hear situations like this, I hark back to my hometown where they had a local newscast one night where this 18-year-old was being charged with a whole bunch of crimes. And his mother appeared on camera saying, "My baby don't do stuff like that." Mm-hmm. And the reporter asked, "Where has your baby been the last 72 hours?" And she had no idea.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, the light bulb went on. Like, if you don't know where your kid has been the last 72 hours, there's no telling what they may have been involved in.
Sure.
Do you see that, too?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. I think the parents in our community love their children. Mm-hmm. I do. And I think they want to do right by them. Some of them need a little extra help, and that's where the court comes in, and then that's where the CASA program comes in, because we're focused on the kids.
Yeah.
They are the innocent victims in these situations. These things happen by no fault of theirs, and we like to remind them that they have somebody on their side who has their back, who is going to walk with them through this difficult time. Obviously, we hope that they can be reunified with mom and or dad. If not, then maybe we can find an appropriate relative that they can live with, or a close family friend, or somebody that they're familiar with. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the last resort would be a foster family who's willing to love them like their own.
How do the children feel about this, and what are their age groups?
Our age groups are from right out of the hospital, just born, up until their 18th birthday.
Do you find a lot of parents who, for all of their good intentions, just really aren't equipped to be parents?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a license or to pass any special kind of test to be a parent.
Maybe they should. That's probably for another show. But
yes.
That is a very, very tough job.
It is.
It's not for everybody, is it?
It's not. It's not. And we really emphasize that when we're interviewing potential volunteers for our program, because mm-hmm. we want volunteers to be successful. We want them to have a feeling of accomplishment and satisfaction. And so we're going to give them all types of support, support, training, anything they need to be successful in the program. And we don't want people to go away discouraged or frustrated. Now, we don't control the court system and how a judge makes decisions or different things that can happen during the course of a child being in the foster care system. We try to mitigate that as much as we can as staff in supporting the volunteers. And I have to say, a lot of our longtime volunteers will tell you that they get more out of this than they feel the children do. They just really feel, yes, that they're making a difference. They can't always see. You know, it's not always a tangible difference, but they know they're making a difference, and they feel very good about what they're doing for their community.
Since this area tends to skew a little bit older than the rest of the country, do you get a lot of empty nesters applying for this?
We do. Retirees, people who have recently relocated to this area, and we'll we will work with anybody who can make the time to do what's necessary, like attending a court hearing or certain meetings. But you don't need any special education or background. In fact, you don't even have to have had children of your own to be able to learn what it's like to advocate for children in this system.
So. Do you find children sometimes not realizing that what they've been through is just not normal, but it's not normal, but it's all they're accustomed to?
Absolutely. The generational influences on families and children is amazing. And studies are showing more and more about the impact of past substance abuse in families or neglect or what have you. Children have no idea. And so we really have to take a step back and put ourselves in their shoes to be able to empathize or sympathize with where they've come from and not feel like we're trying to fix the system as much as we're just trying to support these kids and these families where they are and help children to be safe. You know, and be in appropriate homes. Mm-hmm. And of course, our definition is probably a little bit different than some of the parents, but we don't want to read about those horrible statistics you hear about on the news about any of our kids in care.
See, I've joked for years that my father would have taken a bullet for his kids. He really would have. What I didn't know until later was my mother would have fired that bullet and then reloaded for each of us. Now, I thought as a little kid, that was how everybody's family was.
Right.
I didn't realize till later. And the funny thing is that you can come out of that okay or you can come out of it damaged. And it's just amazing, you know, how many different influences a child, you know, has to absorb growing up, you know, positive and negative. So how do you keep track of what kind of progress each child is making with the special advocate?
Well, the CASAs are really the ones that are boots on the ground. They are there. They are meeting with these kids. They are going to meetings at schools. They're going to doctor's appointments. They're learning all about this child or these children if they're working with a family of kids. They are becoming an expert in what those kids like and what they like to do, and they are the ones who know what's going on. And as I said, sometimes these relationships build in a way that's amazing, and it continues long after this case closes with the courts. Other times, it's just a season that they're involved in their life. But CASAs can make such a difference. They can be mentors. They can be that a mom or dad that this child didn't have, kind of like a surrogate parent. They can be a good friend or a close friend. We let the child kind of dictate how that relationship is going to continue or not. And I've heard of amazing stories where those relationships continue long after the case is closed, and there's a very special bond there. But that's not the primary goal or the reason CASAs do what they do. They just want to make sure that this child has a voice in the court system during the time they're in foster care, and they're going to help facilitate that.
What kind of time commitment is required for a CASA?
We're looking at about 15 to 20 hours per month. That varies sometimes. When you're going through your initial training, you're going to probably spend a little bit more time learning about the system. We do have a required training that you have to go through, which is about 30 hours.
Okay.
And that's spread out over a period of time. Some of the training is done online. Some of it's done in person. Mm-hmm. But after you get settled into your case, I'd say 15 hours a month is a really good ballpark of how much time you're going to be spending.
And how can our listeners who want to be a CASA, how can they volunteer?
You can call the office, 928-771-3165. You can stop by the office. We're at the Juvenile Justice Center over at
By the Humane Society, right?
Yes, yeah,
across the street,
1100 Prescott Lakes Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go online at www.yavapai.org. Or CASA of YavapaiCounty.gov. GOV, I think.
I would think, sure.
Yeah.
Court system, yeah. I would think, too, that as is the case with neighborhood groups on social media and stuff like this, there's probably a little CASA community, too, isn't there? People who share stories?
There is. Yeah. There is. We have groups that get together every month to help support one another because this work is confidential.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be talking about what's going on in the lives of these families and these children, but we have a great office. We have a great group of people who are there to support you. And you can, if you want to learn about it, we're here to help you do that.
And it's also great too, because we have so many young people in this area who, see this perhaps as a retirement community, and they want to take their skills and the talents they have and their energies to a larger city when in fact we would do well keeping them here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. One of our judges who works in the Camp Verde office, she was a former CASA when she was younger going through law school. Our director of juvenile probation was a CASA for us. A lot of people find that this is the ground for which they're going to grow their career.
Sure.
And it's a great way to learn about and understand the court system, how it works, how it affects the young people. And, you know, we'll take you if you're young, we'll take you if you're old and retired, you know, in everybody in between, you know, if you have a heart for kids, we'd love to talk to you more about our program.
And tell us once more how people can contact you about this.
Call the office 928-771-3165 and ask for Mert, and she'll get you to the right person.
Very good. Quincy Castleberry, you are the program manager, not case manager,
yes.
Program manager for the court-appointed special advocates of Yavapai County, correct?
Yes.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. It's time now for a local and state news and weather check on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, kqna.com. Fred Vail from Charlotte Hall is next.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
DBAC's U of A night is Wednesday, September 4th. Get a lower level ticket and a co-branded t-shirt for just $25. Visit dbacs.com/wildcats. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacs.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 11th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A father is arrested for child abuse after his two toddler girls get into his medical marijuana stash. Chris Wilson with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office says they learned a two-year-old was taken to the hospital under suspicious circumstances, then transferred to Phoenix Children's Hospital.
The toddler's mother, Ciara Mendoza Keel, had witnessed the child staggering and eventually becoming unconscious. Preliminary toxicology on the child tested positive for THC.
The dad, Francis Mendoza Keel, believes she ate four marijuana gummies, which are high-potency edibles. Wilson says one alone can tranquilize a large adult. His other daughter, a one-year-old, also tested positive for THC and was hospitalized for observation. Partly cloudy with a 30% chance of early afternoon rain today, 20% Friday and Saturday, 10% Sunday. Highs near 92 today through Monday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy 65. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny, highs around 104 today through Monday with a 20% chance for early Friday afternoon spot storms, 10% Saturday, 20% Sunday, with an overnight low of partly cloudy 69. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQ&A. Please be fire safe and listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:42. We are here to talk about one of the true gems in northern Arizona, the Charlotte Hall Museum. And we have Dave Lewis here to talk about a very special event coming up this Saturday. Dave, what are you calling? And first of all, Dave, your title at Charlotte Hall is?
I am the coordinator for the Prescott Indian Art Market.
And that is what is going on this weekend. Tell us about it.
Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. both days. We close at 5 o'clock on Saturday, 4 o'clock on Sunday on the beautiful grounds of the Charlotte Hall Museum. We'll have 120 Indian artists taking up every possible square foot of space on the grounds. And it's the most wonderfully diverse market I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand this is the 22nd anniversary of this?
That's right. It was started, this is an important point, it was started...
No, keep going.
Okay. It was started 22 years ago by a group of Native American artists who were sitting around a cocktail lounge one night, sketched out a plan for an Indian market in Prescott on the back of a cocktail napkin, and they created it as a market by Indians and for Indians Today, still 22 years later, some of those seven Native Americans are still involved. They make up the council The market is run by a council of seven Indians, all of whom are very talented artists, very mm-hmm. well known within the Indian art world. They make all the hard decisions. They decide who gets to come to the market and who doesn't. They make the rules. They deal with any issues or problems or conflicts. All I do is all the countless administrative tasks that have to be done to put a market together. Whenever I have a problem or a question or a concern, I go to them. Mm-hmm. Go to the Indians. They make the decisions.
And they also, and I understand this is, you have roughly 100 juried American artists representing 30 tribes and pueblos, right?
That's about right. This year we have artists from A to Z, from Akama to Zuni, pottery makers, flint knappers, people making spectacular jewelry, mostly silver, mm-hmm. pottery makers from a half dozen different tribes and pueblos, sculptors in wood and stone and metal, spectacular work, a wide, wide array, very great diversity in the types and styles and cultures represented.
Now, with all this different kind of artistic media, you're going to have a lot of people wanting to take some of these home. Can they purchase them?
We hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about the Indians.
Yeah.
It's a chance for them to, one, to express their culture, to express their love of art, and to try to make a living. It's got to be a very hard way of life, traveling from one Indian market to another around the country. Setting up, taking down, is like being, a rock star, traveling from one venue to another.
Or a nomad.
Yeah. Setting up for a day or two.
Sure.
Yeah, Indians used to be hunter-gatherers and used to wander around a lot. Mostly they stay in one place these days, but from a home base, they reach out and do an array of different Indian markets.
Mm-hmm. And we also want to thank the people who helped make this possible, because there are a lot of expenses involved with this. Our friend Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet, also our friends at APS, Spring Hill Suites, Hello Margo, Bucky's, Yavapai Casinos, they all make this possible because there are a lot of expenses involved with this, aren't there?
One of the biggest expenses is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We charge a fee to get into the market, but once you get in, the entire museum is open to you, all the great exhibits at Charlotte Hall, and the entertainment is absolutely first rate. We have hoop dancers, Native American flute players, rock musicians, storytellers, dancers of all kinds, all day long, both days of the market. That's a pretty substantial expense.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that on for the benefit of the community, people who enjoy that sort of entertainment. It's a great way to spend an afternoon.
And it's authentic because it comes right from Arizona, correct? Tribes and pueblos here?
Almost everything from Arizona. We pull in a lot of people from pueblos in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our featured artists, Alex Maldonado, has moved to Seattle, but he comes back every year for the market. And he's featured at the wonderful Museum of the Musical Instrument Museum down in Phoenix.
Sure.
Featured as a performer and a maker of traditional musical instruments. And he's our master of ceremonies for our entertainment.
You know, I'm a baby boomer, and an awful lot of boomers didn't get a whole lot of education about the Native American experience growing up. When you live in northern Arizona, you can recapture a lot of those, or fill in a lot of those gaps, can't you?
Yes, you can. A great way to do it is to meet Native Americans, ask questions about their history, their culture, their tribe, their art, their traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And at our market, you can go face to face with more than 100 Native American artists who love to tell you about the pieces of art they have for sale. And everything has a story. There's a story behind every katsina. There's hidden meanings in every pot, in paintings. We have a young lady coming this year for the first time who is 16 years old, a brilliant Navajo painter, and she paints only things from the stories that her grandparents told her. Just beautiful, beautiful work. Everything has a story, and it's a great way to learn about Native American culture, traditions, and mm-hmm. art.
and you're going to have opportunities to see and to experience not only other art enthusiasts, but also exquisite wood and stone carvings, ceramics, sculptures in stone, leather, and ceramic, paintings and acrylics, oil, watercolor, hand-woven baskets, blankets, and clothing, distinctive jewelry, and a whole lot more. But just to absorb the experience will be not only educational, but pretty exciting, too.
I think so. People really enjoy the opportunity to spend time just interacting with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
The artists love it, and a visitor who is curious, inquisitive,
yeah,
asks a few questions, engages a little bit, will have a marvelous experience, a mm-hmm. really good education.
Now, you've been involved with Charlotte Hall for how long?
10 years, mostly as a volunteer, mostly as a docent in one or the other of the buildings.
Mm-hmm. But what first got you interested?
Well, I'm retired and easily bored, so started.
You didn't put that on the application, did you?
Well, no, not necessarily, but I couldn't stand just sitting around doing
sure.
nothing. So I started as a volunteer docent at mm-hmm. Charlotte Hall, learning about the history, the territorial history that's so well
sure.
reflected at the museum. And about 4 years ago, one of the wonderful women at the museum, Sandra Lynch, who had been running the Indian Market as I do now. She ran it for its first 19 years. She retired.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's busier than ever before, but she's doing other things. And she asked me to take over the market.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the market. I love the art. I'm a collector of things that don't cost too much, but I do enjoy it.
Sure.
I do it because I love the Indians. I love the market.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the art.
A few months ago, Fred Vail and Ken Leha brought me in to MC the Education Center groundbreaking. What kind of progress are you making on that?
Surprisingly fast. It's a new building going up on our campus on the corner of Beach Street and McCormick.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to house our education offices and a much larger theater for public events. Astonishingly, the whole basement is done. They had to dig way down to get into an area where they could drive footings and not have to worry about water seeping in, and to build coffer dams and all sorts
mm-hmm.
of things
sure.
to block moisture. The basement is complete. They've done the backfill around the basement now. The first floor is beginning to take shape, and followed soon by the second floor. I expect it might well be done by the end of the year or the first part of next.
So how can we learn more about the Prescott Indian Art Market taking place this Saturday and Sunday?
Well, there will be lots of publicity about the market, but the best way to do it is to come.
Mm-hmm.
Come there live and in person. Saturday morning we open the gates at 9 o'clock. Come. Call us if you have questions
sure.
about the market, but come to Charlotte Hall. Go to the Charlotte Hall's website, call, or better yet, just wait a day or so and come to the market.
You'll enjoy it. And that is Dave Lewis. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because I've got Monday's Q&A guest coming your way and some final thoughts in just a moment on today's Talk of the Car. I almost said Talk of a Town. Q&A on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you've been a victim of consumer fraud, you're not alone. I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, and I'm here to fight for you. Since 2015, my office has helped secure more than $80 million in consumer restitution and recoveries for all kinds of fraud. Sales fraud, repair fraud, phone fraud, and more. But we can only help if you report them. If you've encountered fraud, please file a complaint with my office today at azag.gov. That's azag.gov.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system, exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own Smart Stream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Free recycling? No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, this Sunday, I hope you'll come out to Finley Toyota on Willow Creek Road at Commerce Drive. I will be hosting on our sister station, the Mix 106 KPPV, a three-hour remote. I'll be out there from 11 to 2 o'clock. I hope you'll come by and look at some of the great offers at Finley Toyota and stop by and say hello. We'll have some KPPV merchandise for you to take home to impress your friends and neighbors. You may have heard me mention the movies before. What is going away after tonight? Well, this is kind of a slow week in the movie schedule. We have a Crawl about alligators invading homes during a hurricane set in Florida, but actually filmed in Serbia, where oddly Belgrade is the home of the world's oldest captive alligator. That opens tonight. It's called Crawl. And the other movie opening tonight and tomorrow at the Harkins in both Prescott Valley and Sedona is a film called Stuber, starring the Big Six star Kumail Nanjiani. It pairs the Uber driver Nanjiani with an ultra-macho cop played by Dave Bautista, the former WWF tough guy. So it's a cop partner buddy kind of comedy with a lot of violence. So keep that in mind if you're taking the kids. It's a very violent movie. The early review has not been very good, but this is the lull in the movie schedule. The great stuff starts next week. So stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, followed by Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, and on Monday's show, I will have four more authors of new bestsellers you'll want for your holiday and summertime and weekend reading list. That's Q&A Tuesday. I'm sorry, Monday. Q&A Monday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.